AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Anxiety over a possible recession and raging inflation couldn't dampen hiring last month. Sagar Magani has the numbers.
Employers added a surprising 528,000 jobs last month, more than double economists' predictions. The unemployment rate is down to 3.5%.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah Howe says it's a clear sign, no recession yet.
You tend to not see the unemployment rate decline when you're in a recession. You tend to not have 528,000 more people getting a paycheck, meaning that they have more income to spend if the economy is in a recession.
President Biden is scheduled to visit Eastern Kentucky Monday to survey flood damage, but the area could see more flooding before then. Thunderstorms are in the forecast today, and the National Weather Service has issued a flood watch through Sunday evening. A Texas jury has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay more than $4 million in compensatory damages to the parents of a 6-year-old boy killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. But Oscar Wells Gabriel reports that's far from the end of it for Jones.
Alex Jones himself has said that a jury verdict against him of more than $2 million would, quote, sink his business. Assuming those numbers are legit, the $4 million verdict is already twice that amount, and that doesn't even count punitive damages. Not only that, he is on the hook in a Connecticut case brought by other victims' families and an FBI agent who worked the case.
Overseas, Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed at least 8 people. Israel says it's responding to an imminent threat. China's show of force continues near Taiwan, and Beijing saying it's halting dialogue with the U.S. on major issues. Retaliation for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. And the Kremlin says it's open to talking about a possible prisoner exchange involving basketball star Brittany Griner, but it's warning Washington against publicizing the issue. This is AP News. Carrie Lake, the candidate endorsed by former President Trump, has won the Republican primary for governor in Arizona. Correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
A former TV news anchor who centered false claims of election fraud in her campaign, Carrie Lake secured the Republican gubernatorial nomination in Arizona. That puts her up against Democrat Katie Hobbs, Arizona's Secretary of State, in November. Lake appeared to be trailing on election night when she thanked her supporters.
And I want to thank President Donald J. Trump. He's the one that got this whole thing going.
But she pulled into the lead against primary opponent Karen Taylor Robson after Maricopa County released the results from thousands of ballots that had been dropped off at the polls. After the race was called, Lake issued a statement saying Arizonans who have been forgotten by the establishment just delivered a political earthquake. On her social media, Lake says she's thrilled to be speaking right before Trump at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas on Saturday. Audio courtesy KNXV. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.